Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Let's Be Honest Show with your girl, Monique J. This is my first podcast recording of the new year. So let me start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody. I hope that your new year is going thus far in these first 14 days is going good. I am working very hard to make sure that I keep my mindset in the place that I've determined it needs to be in order for me to arrive where I want to be. And so that is kind of leads into the topic of today's episode is the power of positivity, the power of your thoughts, and the power of your surroundings. I always have these kind of conversations about this topic. It seems like at least 2 to 3 times a week. And I don't know about you guys, but I am in a transformation period of my life. I am 49 years old. I will be turning 50 this year. And you know, if you have not, and I don't know what age you guys, the listeners are, but you know, if you are below the age of 50 or even 45, you will know that there, as you get older, just your ability to decide that you're going to live for you and you're going to make the best decisions for you, it increases the older that you get. And I've kind of always been a positive thinking person, but I have allowed a lot of times my desire to help others and to want to build others as I build myself to kind of stagnate me. And then I realized, too, that a lot of that is because the people that I am around don't share in the ability to see the positive out of things, to understand that you create what happens in your life and how powerful your thoughts are. And in that, I realized that you cannot make people be other than who they are. And if you are somebody who is kind of totally different from the people who you are around, if you're the person who you're kind of always, you know, trying to motivate, trying to inspire, trying to show your friends, your family, like what's possible. And then they always come back with some kind of negative answer or negative reason as to why they cannot do something. I'm going to tell you, and which is topic of this podcast, you are going to have to start making the best decisions for you. Being positive is powerful, but as long as it's combating against negative, it will never turn into a positive. So you have to realize that you must separate yourself. You have to definitely wish well for those people and hope that you can show them by example that your way of thinking, your way of believing is the direction that they should go, especially if they want to see a change in their life. And that's going to be hard to do depending on, you know, who the people are. But if you want more for yourself, if you believe that you deserve the things that you desire and that you strive for, you have to love yourself enough to put yourself in the position to receive that which you want. And that cannot happen if you are surrounded by a lot of negative energy, a lot of dark clouds, and just where your time and your effort is always spent trying to convince somebody else why they shouldn't think the way that they think about things. You know, I don't know about you. I actually made a post about, you know, I'm just tired of excuses. I'm tired of seeing excuses. We all could have them. If you listen to this, I'm sure people who are going through your day, there are so many things and reasons that you could give for why you don't want to get up today, why you don't want to go to work today, why you don't want to do a bunch of things. But reality is, if you want to achieve something, you know you cannot allow excuses to stop you from achieving that which you're trying to achieve. And if you are someone, or if you have people around you who you're constantly giving excuses, it's like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this, but I can't because of this, 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 and that. Remove yourself. Show them by example. Quit allowing yourself to be tainted by toxic energy and toxic people. The power of positivity is powerful. And what will happen is if you remain positive, you will step away from those people, or you will make them want to step away from you. It's happened to me several times. I mean, many, many times, because they get tired of me trying to find a positive way to look at the things that they're complaining about. And so next thing I know, you know, they're not calling me as much. And hey, guess what? I'm not even going to say that I'm disappointed by that, because them removing themselves from my space gives me time to, first of all, meet more like-minded people, like-thinking people, as well as spend time alone to do and actually strive for those things that I know that I want, that I know I can achieve if I devote my time and energy to it, if I believe that any and everything is possible as it is, and if I don't allow anything that comes in my way to stop me. Yes, it's life, and things are not going to always go as you want it to. But if you remain positive about your ability to achieve that which you want, if you don't allow any negative energy, any negative people, any negative circumstances to stop you, it may not happen overnight, but I can promise you that it will happen, because you won't give up on it until it does. And that's the way that you have to, that's the way that you have to see things, but that's the way that you have to control your space. And you must make the decision to remove anything that is not supportive of you achieving that which you desire. And if you want something, because you should be taught to want for your brother and sister what you want for yourself, and if that is your way of thinking, which I know it's mine, that does not mean that you allow your brother and sister's negativity, their inability to want for themselves so bad that they're willing to work hard for it and to not allow any negativity to stop them. It just means you can want for them. You want it, but you're not going to allow who they are in this moment, because they haven't recognized what their strength and their ability is to taint you and to stop you from achieving your goals. Stay up, stay woke, stay pushing, stay positive, and keep believing that until you achieve that which you want, you will not quit. And even when you achieve it, guess what you do? Set another goal for yourself. You should always be striving. I want to be found always striving to be better, to do better, to have better, as, until I reach my last day. It makes life that much more exciting. It allows you to inspire other people. You can turn a negative into a positive just by living and walking in your purpose and being the example for others that you want them to see. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Let's Be Honest show. Please subscribe. Make sure that you're alerted when I do upload new podcast recordings. Definitely share. Definitely go to the Monique J channel, the Let's Be Honest show on YouTube. We do different recordings. We talk about different things, but of course it is in video. And you just may want to lay your eyes on the sister. So definitely go over and head on over and subscribe and visit my website, MoniqueJ.com. That's MoniqueJ.com. You can purchase my book, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Outcome. You can also sign up for your free Grow Into Change analysis just by opting in and giving your email. I would be happy to share my way of inspiring and motivating and figuring out a way for you to do what you need to do in order to ensure that you have a better life and the life that you see for yourself. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, remain at peace and not in pieces.